No matter how the world changes, we remind you that God remains the same today, tomorrow, and forever. And while change is happening, AFR is still here, waving the banner of God. This is AFR in the Morning.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And with that, I wish you a hearty good morning. Alex McFarland here. This is AFR in the Morning. So honored that you're listening. We've got a great show, and I want to throw a question out to you as we begin our morning conversation together. New Year's resolutions. You know, it's should the Lord give us a few more days? 2023 is before us, and a lot of people talk about New Year's resolutions, and I've had some Christian friends of mine, they'll say, well, you know, you don't make New Year's resolutions because if you're walking with the Lord, your life ought to be, you know, sorted out anyway, and I get that. There's an old saying, consistency validates authenticity. You ever heard that? Consistency validates authenticity. And following the Lord, we need to be consistent in that. But here's a question. If you were going to make some spiritual New Year's resolutions, what would they be? And you know, the habits, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, talked about the habits of godliness. You know, I think maybe in 2023, I'm going to read the Bible all the way through, cover to cover. Maybe that's something a goal you set for yourself. And by the way, you know, 3 chapters a day, 5 on Sunday, take you about 15 minutes through the week, about 20, 25 minutes on Sunday. You read 3 chapters a day, 5 on Sunday, you'll read the Bible in less than a year, the entire Word of God. So maybe that's a goal, but what are your spiritual New Year's resolutions? You know, I think it's good to have a top 10 list of people you're praying for to come to Christ. Maybe you've got people in your world, a loved one or a child or a neighbor, and you're praying for them to hear the gospel and get saved. And you've got your top 10 list, and you're bringing their name before the Lord in prayer every day that they would come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That would be a great thing. Do you have spiritual New Year's resolutions? And I'm going to bring a guest up here that God is using in a great way. But I want to give you again from Proverbs 3. If you're going to prep your soul for the new year, I was thinking about a scripture, and I thought Proverbs chapter 3, which is really about the discipline of wisdom. There's, you know, few better places than the book of Proverbs, which is God's university education of wisdom. But I want to challenge you to read Proverbs 3, and I want to challenge you to set some spiritual New Year's resolutions. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, the number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. It'd be great to converse with you this morning. What are your spiritual New Year's resolutions? Maybe you're going to be praying for our country, and oh man, the Lord knows we need it. Goodness, if ever America needed a church that is on point and praying and you know, really being that force for truth and light, we need it now. You know, there is a few things in the news. The Supreme Court praised for Title 42 border security ruling, huge victory. Now, this was the ruling on Title 42. In other words, that it's going to stay in place. This is a policy put in place by former President Donald Trump that allows immigration officials to expel migrants for public health considerations. And, you know, one of the things that has been such, I don't know what is going to be remembered most about the Biden administration years from now, but I think one of the things that would be a very severe criticism that I actually think is going to make the history books one day are the laissez-faire, lackadaisical open borders policy that the interest of taxpaying American citizens has been ignored, and not only the borders opened, really putting the country at risk. I mean, because of just people coming in undocumented, but also people with drugs, suspected terrorists. But the fact that the interest of the citizens, whether natural born or legally assimilated, it's been just an amazing thing, the disregard this administration has had and does have for citizens. And so one big thing in the news is that the Supreme Court, thank the Lord, is showing care for the interest of the American citizens, and that's a good thing. But Alex McFarland here. If you recognize my voice or my name, it might be from a show that happens every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 Central Time, called Exploring the Word. And Bert Harper and I, we teach the Bible. And along those lines, that we meet a lot of really great people. And I'm going to bring somebody up here in just a moment, Rocky Marin, who is a colleague in ministry. First of all, I'm going to take our first call. This is Barbara from Oklahoma. Barbara, welcome and good morning. Welcome to AFR in the Morning.
Thank you so much for taking this call.
Yes. Do you have a spiritual New Year's resolution?
No, I don't, but I have read the Bible through. I have a one-day Bible, and I've read it through probably 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, well, good.
I mean, where I'm struggling is if I'm a Christian and I do not feel peace.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for asking. Let me ask you: is it peace about the state of the world, or just what is the unrest in your heart, Barbara?
Probably the world.
Yeah. And you know the Lord. You know that you're saved, sister.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I should have the peace of, you know, of understanding, but I do not.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Is it that you've got some people you care about that aren't believers? Or is it just the way that the culture is unraveling?
The culture, that's it.
Yeah.
And then having grandkids here.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me just say this, and I appreciate you sharing, I really do, and I want to encourage people to pray for Barbara. We need to pray for each other, and the Bible says, bear one another's burdens. But John 16:33, here's what the Lord said in John 16:33. Jesus said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. All right, in Jesus we have peace because he's the Prince of Peace. In this world there's trouble. And just like Paul said that in Romans 7, there's the flesh and the spirit, I want to encourage you to focus on where you stand with Jesus. And I know this kind of probably sounds like spiritual talk, but it's reality. It really is. The permanent thing, what is permanent and eternal, is the Lord Jesus. And this world, as important as it can be to us, this world is temporary. And, sister, I mean, you think about this. You've put your faith in Christ, okay? John 10:28 says that you are secure in the palm of Jesus. Nothing can snatch you out of his hand. And I want to encourage the best thing you can do to comfort a stormy heart, and we've all been there. We know what it is to have emotional ups and downs, but the best thing you can do is trust God at his word. Matthew 6:8 says, God knows what we need even before we ask. John 10:28, nothing can snatch us out of his hand. John 6:40 says that you will never perish and he will raise you up on the last day. Now, about your grandkids and all, I get it. I got nieces and nephews and relatives I'm praying for as well. But here's the thing. As much as you love them, the Lord loves them even more. And so just bring their name. One last verse, and then we're going to move on. But Barbara, bless you. James 4, verse 2 says that you have not because you ask not. And so I really believe specific prayers get specific answers. And when we pray by name for people, and we specifically pray, then the Lord hears those prayers. And just please trust Him. As much as you love them, He loves them even more. And when we're praying, and by the way, folks, I want you to agree in prayer with Barbara, and we all need to lift up each other. We know the salvation of people is according to God's will, and we're asking according to His word, and we're praying in Jesus' name. And we can believe, you know, John 15, 16, three times Jesus says, "In my name, according to my will, I will do it." And we may not see it today, or we may. Sometimes we do see immediate answers to prayer. But you know it is God's will that people get saved. And so just learn to trust Him. And it really is a habit you develop. The more you do something, it's called habituation. You can establish even good emotional habits as you trust the Word of God all the more deeply. And so, Barbara, we're encouraging you in that regard, and I thank you for calling. And right now, by the way, folks, if you want to join in the conversation, the number is 888-589-8840. But right now, I'm going to bring a friend up, Rocky Marin. Rocky is in the Richmond, Virginia area. And Rocky, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. How can I ask you, is Rocky your first name or is that a nickname?
It's actually Edward Joseph III.
No.
I was given Rocky at birth. I was 10 pounds, 10 months, almost 24 inches long, and a head full of jet black hair. And my Irish Catholic grandmother looked at my father and said, "That boy looks like Rocky Marciano."
So I got to ask you, did you do any boxing along the journey?
I did not. Baseball and basketball were the things I played.
Yeah, baseball for me too, brother. You and I met, and he's probably listening, a beloved friend in the Lord, Brad Howard. I think it was Brad Howard that first told me about what you've been doing. Now, folks, listen to this as I cue up Rocky Marin, because there's a legitimate move of God happening in... Rocky, would you say the Richmond area, the greater Richmond, Virginia area? Is that where you guys...
That'd be correct, yes.
Look, everybody wants to know, how do we reach men with the gospel? And Rocky, I had a Christian magazine, a leadership magazine out yesterday, and they were talking about if there's a demographic that churches want to reach or should try to reach, it's men. And it's great when young people come to Christ. It's great when, you know, single mothers get in church. But if we had a move of God among men, it would change the nation. Everybody, the Barna Research Group, Jordan Peterson, the famed Canadian psychologist who is a Christian, everybody says, look, if there would be a move of the Lord among men, it would change North America, right? Okay, so that's what many people are thinking about praying for. Well, God is using Rocky Marin to do it, and they say it's just nearly impossible to get unchurched men in church. But Rocky, tell us what the Lord is doing. And we got a break. We'll have to unpack it after the break. But first, I guess, give your website, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how men are being reached in the Richmond area. Rocky, what's your website?
So the website is 3wide, the number 3 in the word wide, WIDE.org. That's 3wide.org.
The number 3, WIDE, 3wide.org. We're going to talk about what that means when we come back. This is AFR in the Morning, Alex McFarland. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. A belated Merry Christmas, an early Happy New Year's, and we're going to talk with Rocky Marin and Reaching Men for Christ when we come back, plus your spiritual New Year's resolutions, 888-589-8840. Stay with us.
a teenage jihadist comes to Christ. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and I met young Ahmed when I visited the Middle East. His father died fighting for ISIS, his mother was an extremist, and young Ahmed was going to be a suicide bomber by killing himself and others being sold out to violent Islam. Now, his mother and siblings, they came to Christ, they prayed nonstop for his salvation, and when it came, he was beaten nearly to death by extremists. And when I caught up with him several villages over, I asked, Ahmed, what's your Bible mean to you? And he said, I can look here and see where Jesus says they'll hate you because they hated me, and where Jesus says I'm with you always. Now listen, having a Bible, it meant everything to him and gave him perspective, and his prayer was for believers there who need God's word to endure and persevere. And I said, Ahmed, those Bibles, they're coming. $5 sends a Bible, $50 sends 10, $500 sends 100. Please, in this season of giving, bless the persecuted church by calling 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD, or give it sendbiblesnow.org. Sendbiblesnow.org. And God bless you for caring.
This is Pause to Pray, a chance each day to stop down from the daily noise of life and pray for our country's leaders.
Today, we pray for Deborah Howery, Director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control at the CDC. Dr. Howery leads research and science programs to help prevent injuries and violence and to reduce their consequences. Proverbs 18:15 reminds us of the importance of gaining wisdom through knowledge. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Almighty God, we ask for guidance for Dr. Howery as she works toward the health and safety of Americans. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of this station and the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes. Stand by for news and commentary next.
Liberty University's K-12 Online Academy is the best of a homeschool, private school, and Bible-based education all rolled into one. With LUOA, you can take charge of your child's learning environment and create a structured yet flexible schedule that works for your family. Our qualified teachers are easily accessible for guidance and support along the way. And with new classes starting every Monday, it's never too late to make the switch to LUOA. To learn more, text LUOA to 88741. That's LUOA to 88741.
Zion Brown's mother deserves to be named Mother of the Year. The other day, Chicago TV stations broadcast video of a terrible crime. A masked man held a train conductor at gunpoint demanding cash. Mrs. Brown saw the video and her jaw dropped. She knew the eyes peering behind the mask. It was her 18-year-old son, Zion, a sophomore at Loyola University. Her motherly instinct kicked in, but instead of protecting her son, she grabbed him by the ear and dragged him to the local police station. Zion's attorney said his client was hungry and wanted something to eat, so he pulled out his gun, took cash from the train conductor, got some food, and went back to class. The judge says that was not a reasonable defense and ordered him held without bail. No doubt a terrible moment for Mrs. Brown, but a reminder that sometimes the most effective kind of love is tough love. Be sure to download a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It's available at your favorite bookstore or online at toddstearns.com.
This is AFR in the Morning. If you'd like to comment on the show, email comments at afr.net. Now, on with the show.
God bless you. Welcome back to the program. Hey, I want to remind people I will be at The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. I'll be there July 7 through 9, finishing up a two-year study on 1 and 2 Peter. The theme is thriving till he comes, and we really need to know how to thrive in Jesus, and that's what we're going to talk about. I'll be focusing in on 2 Peter. There's going to be amazing worship music, some of the best food you'll ever have anywhere, and fellowship with Christians from the USA and all over North America. I've been very blessed for like 15 summers to go to The Cove, and the website is thecove.org, T-H-E-C-O-V-E, thecove.org, the Billy Graham Training Center. The Spirit of the Lord is there. I mean, it really is, quite literally, in every way, a mountaintop experience. So I'd love to see you there. Angie and I will be there July 7 through 9, teaching 2 Peter. And go to thecove.org and check that out if you would. But right now I've got on the phone Rocky Marin. Okay, Rocky, 3wide.org, the number 3, W-I-D-E.org. What is that, brother?
So that comes from Ecclesiastes 4:12. It says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And I came up with that when we started the ministry because I looked at my life for the first 44 years, if you will, and I was surrounded by good guys, but weren't Christian guys. And so the decisions and the things that I chased after were not of God. And then as I came to my faith 20 years ago, God slowly removed those men and put the men in my life that I have now. And it's been a beautiful transition. And I just realized I can't do this by myself. As a guy, I can't do this by myself. So when I was not living the way I was called to live, I wasn't as open. I wasn't as happy. I wasn't as sharing. I didn't want anybody to know what I had going on. And in the last 20 years, I'm very quickly to share what God has done in my life.
Amen. Yeah. You know, things that aren't good hide in the shadows and in the darkness, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes, they do. And the things that good just come out. They come out so freely.
You know, yesterday I was at went to two funerals yesterday, both of whom were believers. But I can always tell, like at a funeral, the men that have not been in church forever, and they're just as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. You know, like being in a sanctuary, they're just really uncomfortable. Now, you know, we know that salvation is just as close by as a prayer, but people that have things in their life that are ungodly, even to be in a church sanctuary really is unnerving for them, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. And I can remember, I mean, even when I was not a believer, okay, I made sure I got my kids to church every Sunday because it was the thing to do. But if church went more than an hour, I was looking at my watch like, you know, this is a check the box kind of thing. Let's get in and get out of here. And that's why our ministry is different, because we're not trying to get a guy into church. We're trying to get a guy into a gas station, a museum, a muffler right. shop, a flooring shop. Yeah, that's what we're after. And then as we meet weekly, we will share with these guys, this is not meant to be your church. This is not meant for you to go home and look at your wife and family and say, hey, I've done church this week. You need to get the kids to church. Because yeah. when men are involved, the family looks very different.
Well, now that's for sure. That's for sure. You know, Cornerstone Magazine, folks, by the way, Alex McFarland here, we're talking with Rocky Marin of 3wide.org, also known as Man Church, and we'll talk about that. But Cornerstone Magazine, it's been a decade ago, but I would say this is still accurate. They did a study. Now, when mom takes the kids to church, that's great, and in no way do we minimize the impact of single mothers, but kids that graduate high school, they make a profession of faith. When mom takes the kids to church, there's a little bit better than a 50% chance they'll stay with church after high school. And by the way, Rocky, the spiritual attrition rate of young people I've written about for 25 years. So here's the thing. Kids that make a profession of faith in the teenage years, and then after high school, they disappear for a decade. Now, of those that fall away from church and, as Wesley would say, the habits of godliness, about 50% of those around age 30 will limp back to church. So there is a big spiritual attrition rate. But look, when mom and dad together take the kids to church, there's about a 75% chance the kids will stay with church all through their 20s and on into adulthood. So it's just multiplicative, the impact of a godly daddy in the home, a godly mother and father that are spiritually on the same page. And Rocky, I applaud what you're doing, because really we need the Lord to work throughout our culture, throughout our nation. But like I said earlier in the program, a revival among men will change the future of this country. I mean, it really will. Now, I want to change gears, Rocky, and talk about a hot dog stand. Because, folks, this is just such a, this is, I think, just like the Lord, to do something really special. Several years ago, Rocky, I was in Richmond, met you through a dear friend, you know, Brad Howard and a number of people. But we went early on a Friday morning to, of all places, a hot dog restaurant, and it was packed, standing room only, with men praising God, making professions of faith. How in the world does revival come to a hot dog stand, Rocky? Tell us this story.
Well, the simple short version is through my wife. We had started the ministry in 2010, and in March of 2012, I just felt called to start a separate, what I called at the time, a church for men. And it was almost daily confirmed by somebody that God put in my path to do it. And the only person that would give me a room was a friend of mine that was at the local YMCA. And that Christmas, my wife and I were sitting in, 2 weeks before Christmas, sitting in Joey's Hot Dogs in Innsbruck. Place was packed, loud, and we were the furthest table away. And she looked at me and she said, "This would be a great place for what you're doing." And I said, "Well, why would you say that?" And she said, "Look around this place. You got the TVs, you got the sports things hanging in the air, you got trophies on the wall." She goes, "This place screams men." And usually when she has a good idea, I'll just respond, "Well, I'll give that some thought." So I said, "Well, I'll give that some thought." And about 5 minutes later, Joey walked up to the table. There's no way he heard our conversation. And he said, "Rocky, I'm Joey. I've met you before." He said, "I get what you're trying to do. And if at any time you want to use my shop on a regular basis, it's all yours. Just tell me when and what day you want to do it." Mm-hmm. And he walked off, said Merry Christmas, and walked off. I didn't even want to turn and look at my wife because I knew she was going to be sitting there with this grin on her face. And so 2 weeks later, we started there, and that was 2012. And now we have seven different locations where we meet every week. Week we meet on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, twice on Thursday, and twice on Friday.
That's amazing.
In different shops. Still have the hot dog shop, the flooring shop, the mechanics garage, a retirement center, a thrift store, a gas station, and a museum.
Yeah.
All the places we meet every single week.
So folks, I'm going to throw this number out. Maybe you've got a question for Rocky Marin of Man Church about how to replicate this in your area. The number is 888-589-8840, or maybe you want to tell us about your spiritual New Year's resolutions. But Rocky, I mean, did you have any, you know, it sounds kind of organic how the Lord brought this to pass. And look, I've been to Man Church several times, folks. I've had the privilege to speak there, and I've heard the testimonies of people that have either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord. And see, that's two great victories, either one, Rocky. Sometimes in your work, you've seen people come to the Lord, but very often you've seen men come back to the Lord. That's a win-win either way, isn't it?
It really is. It absolutely is a win-win either way. And, you know, I think about when I started this ministry, and unofficially in the fall of 2009, for 6 or 7 months, I just vetted out this calling to make sure it was not me thinking, well, maybe this is a business opportunity, and that it was a calling from God. And I remember I stepped out. I wouldn't even call it in faith. But I think about the scripture, Acts 5:38-39, it says, "For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." I started this ministry only to prove God wrong, that he had the wrong guy. But I'm going to start it, and then once it flops, you know, I'll just keep going to my Bible study every week in church and kind of leave me alone. The very first night, we had 18 men show up.
Wow.
18 men. And I was expecting none, because all I was trying to do was just let God know, hey, look, I love you, but, you know, I'm not worthy of doing something like this for you. So, but I'm going to throw it out there and we'll see what happens. And yeah, here we are almost 13 years later.
Yeah. So of the guys that come, like, what's the hook? Why are the men coming? I think I know some reasons, but I mean, what do you say? Guys that have been, maybe they don't have any church background, or maybe it was years and years ago, but Rocky, why are men coming to your meetings?
You know, I remember the day that I gave my life to Christ. I was in a part of a ministry called Needle's Eye Ministries, and Buddy Childress had founded this ministry. Now it's been 46 years ago. And when I went in his office, I knew it was time to make a decision. I'd been going to Bible study for a little over 2 years. There was a really special woman in my life who was all there. She was all in for God. And I'm thinking, okay, I either got to make this decision to do it or just move on. And I sat down with Buddy, and he started asking me, tell me what's going on in your life. And nothing good was going on. And he looked at me, and he said, so if you didn't have all this going on in your life, would you be sitting here with me today? And I said, no, not at all. And he looked at me and he said, does God have your attention now? And that was it. That was absolutely it. And I think as we invite men to come to a hot dog shop or a mechanic's garage or a retirement center, somehow God has gotten their attention enough to make them want to step in. And it's an easy invite. I'm not asking you to meet me at my church. Yeah. I'm asking you to meet me at the Powhatan Cultural Arts Museum. And it's regular guys. It's regular guys sharing a message. That's what it is. And I think guys look at guys and say, wow, look how transparent these guys are. Look how happy these guys are. Look how loving these guys are. Something's different. And at some point, I want a part of that.
You know, isn't it funny how we guys, men lie to themselves. I mean, we tell ourselves lies. All day long, we lie to ourselves, and we're like, you know, if I get this car, I'm going to be happy. If I get this job, if I get this woman, you know, we set these like benchmarks out there that very often men reach. You know, men are very driven. Men are very task oriented, and then there's still this little empty part, and it's like Augustine said, folks. And you think about this: 1,600 years ago, Saint Augustine. He lived 354 to 430. Augustine said, the heart is restless till it rests in thee. So, Rocky, don't you think the guys, they're seeking something, and deep in their heart, they know, in spite of all the accomplishments, the money, the trophies, the bling of life, deep in their heart, they know there's something missing that they just haven't quite found yet. Would you agree?
So, yes, 100%. There are two things. They know there's something missing, but to go after that or to seek that or to ask other men can be a sign of weakness. And I think about, I go to Hope Church in Richmond, Virginia, and we have a women's program that meets all throughout the fall and all throughout the winter and spring, and it's called Thrive. And when Thrive says sign-ups are now available, which will probably start this Sunday, I am not kidding you. They will have 400 women sign up in one day. And on Thursday mornings, there's probably about 240 or 250 women that show up. And on Thursday nights, there's another 140 or 150 because they work during the day and they can't get there until 7 o'clock at night. Call it 400 women. Okay? We serve probably about 100 to 125 men a week in seven different locations. Imagine if guys jumped on something like what we're doing, the way women go right to their faith and go right to fellowship and go right to be with each other and go right to share with each other.
Yeah.
You know, what would it look like?
Yeah, and I know this is probably a little bit of a generalization, but, you know, I just say this, you know, after 30 years of being in, well, youth ministry predominantly, but also church ministry, women are joiners, men are loners very often. You know, not always, but women will join, they'll collaborate. Men generally are loners. Hey, Rocky, can you hang on to another segment?
You bet.
Folks, this is AFR in the Morning, and we wish you a good and godly good morning. Alex McFarland here talking with Rocky Marin, 3Wide, the number 3, WIDE, 3Wide.org. Man Church in Richmond, men being reached with the gospel of Christ. It can happen in your city too, and the good Lord knows we need it. Hope you're praying for America. Hope you're standing strong for truth. We're going to continue talking about that. Maybe talk about some spiritual New Year's resolutions as well when AFR in the Morning returns. Stay with us. We're back after this.
I don't know anybody that just floats into greatness. Do you? I don't know anybody that just sort of goes with the flow and makes a difference in their culture. Somewhere along the way, you have to drive a stake in the ground and say, this is what I'm committed to.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for a special inspiring message for the new year. Next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. We live in an era currently where spirituality is in vogue. Christ following is not. Some even claim to love Jesus while simultaneously rebelling against his word and encouraging others to rebel similarly. But Jesus said it himself, "If you love me, you will obey me. Whoever does not love me does not obey my words." Make no mistake about it, to love Jesus is to obey him. You cannot love Jesus and disobey him. If you're living in open rebellion against Jesus' word, you're not following Jesus as he's revealed himself in Scripture. You're following a God you've created.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They were great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
This is AFR in the Morning. If you'd like to comment on the show, email comments at afr.net. Now, on with the show.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Just a great verse to think about as 1 year closes and a new year lies before us. We're talking with Rocky Marin of Man Church in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Rocky, and we're going to get to calls. I know we've got Bobby Joe Holding in Texas. We're going to bring him up in a moment. But you know what? The promise, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and this promise that if we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, He will direct our paths. Isn't that a great promise that would resonate with men? I mean, can you imagine that the Lord would steer the destiny of our lives? Because, you know, most men, we got a little bit of control freak in us. We want to know what's around the next curve. I mean, I would think that would be an incredibly appealing, perk of being a Christian, that I've got God who's going to direct my paths. That resonates with men, doesn't it, Rocky?
They've got to trust first. Got to be able to trust that scripture. You can't. Yeah. I believe you can't lay that down on somebody and say, "Let's go," because I would be asking, "Well, what do you mean? What does that mean?" I can remember not 15 minutes before I accepted Christ in my life. I was sitting in this waiting area, this lobby, and I thought, "You know what? This is crazy. I've gotten myself this far. I can get myself to the next spot." But I didn't turn around to look at all the carnage that I had left behind me, to say, no, I can't get myself to the next spot. And yeah, I've gotten myself this far. look at the mess you're in. All by myself, I've gotten myself this far, and this is the world I've created for myself. I was still 15 minutes before accepting Christ thinking, I can get myself out of this.
I know it's the Holy Spirit that brings conviction on a person, but how do you, in your ministry, how do you sort of segue to the point where someone is open and willing to hand the steering wheel to the Lord?
You know, I will tell you this. What I've seen in 13 years, it comes at all different times. I mean, we've had guys walk into, and I want to tell you, we've changed the name from Man Church to Ignite, and I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But we've had guys walk in and not been there 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then halfway through a message, they'll just stand up and start to share and say, I've never shared this before. And then we have guys that come, and you never know, as much as, you know, we try to talk to them, you never know what's going on in their mind because they're very quiet. I used to have a guy that came on Friday mornings at Joey's Hot Dog Shop. Yeah. He would sit. I used to kid this guy all the time. He would sit by the door. He would be looking at me, but his 2 feet would be facing the door.
Wow.
Something goes crazy in here, I'm out. I mean, I'm going to be the first guy out of here. And he came for a while, and then he just stopped coming. Doesn't mean he won't ever come back, okay? But somewhere in there, there wasn't a lot of trust that looking at all these guys sitting there, you know, I want what they have.
Yeah.
Right? I want what they have. How did they get that? They got that through committing their life to Jesus Christ. And then things start to slowly look different.
Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. But I also think surrender to Jesus can be contagious too. I know I've seen the person who sits closest to the door, and it's like, you know, they want to be there, but they also want out of there. But yet, among men, when there's like this momentum of a growing group of men who are living for the Lord, it kind of goes viral as you're seeing it happen in the Richmond area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's easier when a guy will invite a guy instead of a guy just walking. We talk almost weekly about there are guys that are looking for something like this. They don't know where to find it. They don't know how to ask for it. And they don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
And they're not going to find out all those things unless one of us invites.
Hey, I want to take a couple of calls. I do have a couple of things, Rocky. I want to talk about you know, what might be done to make this thing go national, but he's been on hold for a while. This is our friend down in Texas, Bobby Joe. Welcome to AFR in the Morning, Bobby Joe.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I think you know my heart. Listening to you guys is just such a blessing because I've learned so much from listening to AFR and reading God's Word. You know, it's just weighs on my heart that more people can't know that they know. Instead of believing, I don't just believe. I know that God has me where he has me for a reason. And I know the reason that me and you have even ever talked and hugged each other's neck is because of God.
Amen.
And until a man comes to rest in that he knows why 2 + 2 = 4, you know, we don't even ask the simple questions anymore. Why does 2 + 2 = 4? Why does math work that way? Because God, C.S. Lewis said, he used the language of mathematics to create the universe. So if pi is an infinite number, it goes on forever. That's why 2 + 2 = 4. The law of God cannot change, and people need to come to the understanding of 2 Peter, for the will of the Lord is for all to come to repentance and to be saved and to the true knowledge of the one true God. And until us men start acting like that, Alex, I think that our spiritual progress, the Lord's not going to pour his spirit out on us until we, like children, and you know me, sir, I'm a 12-year-old Christian.
Uh-huh. Hold that thought, Bobby. You know, Rocky, one of the ways that men need direction, and they want to find that missing puzzle piece, but also they want to know how things work. And this is perhaps another subject for another day, but I know at Ignite, aka Man Church, you have really good teaching. Like Bobby said, men want to know the way things work. And the Christian worldview, folks, let me encourage you. The biblical worldview, God exists, God created. The fall happened, sin came in. God sent his son Jesus to pay for our sins. Jesus rose from the dead, proving who he was and what he taught. The Bible is the infallible, perfect word of God. I mean, Rocky, men want to know how things work, and the Christian message is the answer to how the world works and how to be ready for eternity. That's a big, I mean, if you will, a selling point of the gospel is it is the true answer of how reality works, isn't it, Rocky?
You know, you just hit, I'm telling you, when I walked out of the office, that guy's, Buddy Childress's office that day, just accepted Christ. The last thing he told me, because when he started his ministry, at that time it was 30 years ago, 25, whatever it was, he was a sales and marketing guy just like I was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had, if you walked into my office, my library was full of sales and marketing and management and going, setting goals and all those books. And he looked at me and he pointed at my Bible and he said, I promise you, every answer you'll ever need in life is in that book right there. And I can remember getting in my car and looking at my Bible. I just accepted Christ. Okay. And I thought, well, that may work for him, but I don't know if that works for me. You come into my office now and my library is nothing but Bibles and Christian reference books and commentaries and just a lot of Christian. There's not one sales and marketing book in there because I now know every answer is in that book. And I'll tell you the other thing, a guy has to look at you and trust you because you're the link, right? You're the person that's going to help point them towards God. I gave my testimony now almost eight years ago to about 150 men, and there were two guys that sat there and heard me give my testimony, and they said, you know what, let's go see if this guy's for real. Okay, came to the stage, you know, shook my hand, talked to me for a minute, but I could tell they were just really skeptical. These two guys today, okay, are not only on my leadership team, but they're two of the closest guys that I am to in this world.
Amen.
And that wouldn't have happened if they hadn't at some point looked at me and said, this guy's for real. I mean, he's a sinner, still a sinner, but he is doing his best to walk with the Lord, and we want to be a part of this.
Amen. I want to go, before time fleets away, Shirley in Arkansas. Shirley, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the conversation.
I wanted to respond to Barbara.
The lady that had some apprehension and unrest in her heart. Yes, Shirley, go ahead.
Yes, because I was a few months ago where she is now, and I found that I needed to limit my exposure to the daily news, not bury my head in the sand like an ostrich, but limit my exposure to that and not listen to it all day long. And I took my concordance and I looked up scriptures that have to do with fear and anxiety and trust, and I wrote them on separate cards and started memorizing them, and I keep one on the breakfast table to look at every morning and every mealtime. One that I've found that's particularly good is Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. I've found all of this very beneficial, and I'm not so fearful anymore.
Shirley, thank you for sharing that. Oh, my goodness, that is just so wonderful. And by the way, you mentioned a concordance. Folks, one of the things that we love to talk about is building a good Christian library. You hit on two things. A concordance, by the way, is you can look up words and you can find every verse that contains that word. I mean, every instance of hope or love or prayer. But also, you hit the nail on the head, Shirley, limiting your exposure to news and social media. In the interest of time, Shirley, we got to move on, but thank you for caring about Barbara in Oklahoma, and thank you for giving some tips on your own spiritual victories. Probably the last call, and we're going to wrap with Rocky. Jim in Ohio. Jim, thanks for holding. Welcome to AFR in the Morning.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very excited to hear about what Rocky's doing. I think it is phenomenal. And the reason I wanted to call is because I have received moderate success in trying to invite men to Christ and become part of our church and have Christ in their life. And where I've seen the most success is when their women tell their men, I need a spiritual man to lead my family. And that's really... And even more strong, because I mean, men are stronger influenced by women, I think, than they are their own buddies. So the woman in their life is their primary influence, and when their woman says, "I want a man that has a spiritual foundation to lead my family," I think it is going to strengthen that revival even more.
Amen, Jim. Word, Rocky, give us comment, please.
He's exactly right. I mean, he's exactly right. It's and then, you know, I remember as I started this ministry, I read the book, and I can't remember the author's name, but Why Men Hate Going to Church, and it's all in there. I mean, when church, and this is certainly nothing, absolutely nothing against, you know, women, because we were just talking about, you know, when a man steps up, it definitely guides the family in a different direction. But you know, when you look at church and it's predominantly women, guy's going to go, well, that's a woman's thing. I'm not going to go do that.
Yeah.
And then you've got the whole issue, and the kids go, well, dad doesn't have to go. Why do I have to go? And then the whole thing's a mess.
That book is by an author named David Murrow, Why Men Hate Going to Church.
Yep.
But by the way, hey, Rocky, have you seen any of the videos by Jordan Peterson? Folks, Jordan Peterson is he's a very, I would say, a very important thinker these days. He's a Canadian psychologist, and he has talked about how the Protestant church in America, the feminization of church, and really he says this of your outreach to men, especially young men, don't ask less of them, ask more. Part of the reason Jordan Peterson believes that men don't really like going to church is because we've watered it down and watered it down. Listen, we need to tell the world, if you become a Christian, you take up your cross and you follow Jesus, and it's going to cost you everything. But in embracing Jesus, you're going to find your true self. We need to tell people, look, repentance means you turn from sin to Christ. The Bible is the Word of God. It's not that the Bible contains the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And Rocky, I know you're setting the bar of discipleship high. I mean, in what you're doing. And by the way, give the website, because if you want to communicate with Rocky Marin, you can find him. He's a valued colleague, a man being used of God. How can people find you? Give the website one more time, Rocky Marin.
So it's the number 3 in the word wide, 3wide.org, and you can contact me there if you'd like to start a men's ignite in your area.
Rocky, thank you. Hey, let's do big for Jesus in the new year. How about it?
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Alex. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Folks, thanks for listening to AFR in the Morning. Keep your radio tuned to the American Family Radio Network. This show and others are archived at AFR.net. Alex McFarland, thank you for listening. We'll see you again at 3 p.m. Central. On Exploring the Word. Tell somebody about AFR. Most of all, tell everybody about Jesus. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.